Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay. Game played in front of a crowd of 17,232 fans at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Final score, the Calgary Flames 5 and the San Jose Sharks 2. And here is how it happened. San Jose was off to a roaring start, outshooting the Flames 15-6 in the first period of play and taking the 1-0 lead at 3:09 when a former Flame, Tyler Toffoli, came up with a milestone goal. And Barkley just dumps it in deep, and Gregor's giving chase on the right wing boards. Backhands it around as the Sharks change. Carlson on the ice dropped it back to Toffoli. He's got some room. He walks in. He shoots the save. Toffoli there. He scores! Tyler Toffoli goes top shelf with Dustin Wolf down and out after making the first save. The former Flame makes it 1-0 Sharks at 3:09 of period number one. And how about this? Number 30 for Tyler Toffoli. And that was 30 goals for Tyler Toffoli this season. A tremendous, tremendous year he's had. Toffoli getting his 30th goal of the year, assisted by Lucas Carlson and Noah Gregor. And the Sharks led by the score of 1-0. But Mackenzie Weegar would tie the game with his 8th goal of the year. A nice slap shot from the just outside the right circle at 9:24. Weegar's 8th of the season from Klapka and Huberdeau. Once again, Adam Klapka, a big, big effort in this game, making it a 1-1 tie. And speaking of big efforts and speaking of Klapka, he would get his 5th goal of the season at 14:15 of the first period. Nazem Kadri and Jonathan Huberdeau assisted as Kadri just barely slipped by a body check attempt by Henry Thrun. Held onto the puck, fed it to Klapka with that big size in front, and the 6'8" behemoth put it past Romanov to make it a 2-1 game. So first period was over. The Sharks were in it. They outshot Calgary 15-6, and that one little mistake made it a 2-1 game, and they felt like they were in the game.
Yeah, they were. I thought they had a great first period, and they ended up down 2-1 with a couple mistakes and a turnover in the defensive zone.
The weird part is the Flames pushed back really hard in the second period and outshot the Sharks 16-5. But that's where Romanov in goal for San Jose was really solid. And 4:20 into the period, it would be Jan Ruda, who seems to love to play in the province of Alberta, tying it up. Here's Ekman walking behind the Flames, the net, turning away from Backlund, feeding to Toffoli in the corner, back to Ruda on the point. He shoots, it's blocked. He almost lost it, but he kept it in. Fed it right side in front, backhand shot. Ruda, score! Jan Ruda did a great job to keep that puck in the zone. He fed it down the right to Toffoli, who centered it in the front, and Ruda, after delivering that pass, went straight to the edge of the crease. He got the rebound and knocked it in. Sharks tie it up 2-2. What a great play. Ruda, his third overall goal this season, second in the province of Alberta as he scored in Edmonton earlier this year. William Ekman getting his 41st assist of the year. Youngest Shark under 22 to get that many, 41 assists this season. Toffoli also assisting for his second point, and the game was all even. So it looked like they had survived. But from that point on, really, things started to change, and Calgary started to get more puck possession. They started making things difficult for the Sharks to get any sustained zone time when they did get it in the offensive zone. And then Dustin Wolf made a couple of big saves, including one in the third we're going to play right now off Tyler Toffoli's bid to get the Sharks even. Stick handles into the left wing corner. He's got the outlet pass to the left point. There's Lucas Carlson to the right. Celebrini shoots. Tipped by Weegar in front of the net. Dangerously, but it went wide of his goal. In front of the net. The Sharks grab it. What a save made off Toffoli by Dustin Wolf. An amazing stop. Toffoli looking skyward. Thought he had it. But at 5:24 of the third, a huge save for Dustin Wolf. That was an amazing stop. That really turned the game. Calgary had taken the 3-2 lead at 1:30 of the third when Yegor Sharangovich scored his 100th career goal, 16th of the season from Frost and Pahal on a quick play in front. But the Sharks, to that point in the game, were still very much in it, and that save turned it.
It did. And again, I'm still in shock that he was able to even see the play there, as Toffoli thought he was going to have an empty net. And it was just a great save and no rebound.
From there, it was just keep on pushing for Calgary, wait for the Sharks to try to force the play. And as it turned out, that's what happened. Matt Coronato, who had been stopped by Henry Thrun, his old Harvard teammate, on a play. Seconds after that, got a pass from Mikhail Backlund and Blake Coleman after the Flames won it in the corner and behind the net. And at 10:55 of the third, Coronado's 24th of a season put the Flames in front 4-2. Yegor Sharangovich would add an empty netter, his second of the game, 17th of the season, from Rasmus Anderson at 17:16 of the third. And that was basically all she wrote in the third period. Flames outshot by the Sharks 10-8, totals for the game, San Jose 30 and Calgary 30. But the Calgary Flames win it by the score of 5-2. And the Flames fans go home knowing that their team's playoff hopes are still very much alive.
Yeah, still alive. They knew they had to come out and take care of business and win the rest of their games, and they're doing a good job of that.
That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. Final score once again, Calgary 5, the Sharks 2. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.